Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hey, welcome back. Before we dig into today's episode, I want to tell you about something that I am loving. So I like non-traditional things. I like things that just make me feel different. And not because I'm doing anything on purpose with my mind. So here's what this thing is. I heard someone talking about it. I mean, I had a friend who told me about it, but well, here, let me just tell you what it is first. It's a light therapy lamp. I live in Indiana, and so we have, like, the sun is rising right now at about 7:30, and then it's dark by, I don't know, 5, something like that, maybe 6. But it doesn't feel good, right? Like, when spring comes and you start getting more light and it starts to get warmer, there is this, like, feeling inside of your body that shifts. If you live in a climate that doesn't always stay warm or bright, I don't know if that's a thing. It's probably a thing. Then you probably know what I'm talking about, right? So this thing that I'm loving is a light therapy lamp. And I've been just putting it in the morning, first thing when I wake up, I like to do my mindset work then. And so I set it in front of me, and that's, like, first thing. It's dark outside and I have this, like, light therapy. And I think I feel it in my brain, in my body. Like, I feel better. And then what I've also started doing is I just sit it beside my computer. So while I'm sitting here working, I'm in an office that's like a fishbowl. So there are windows all around me, just not behind me. And even this, like, this extra bump of light just feels different. So something for you to consider. If you do not enjoy how winter feels, but you live in a winter climate and you don't enjoy how dark feels, then you may enjoy this little bump of, I don't know, it's hard to say what I would even call it. It might be energy, right? Like, there's just something that feels different. So I want to tell you about that because I like weird things and you might like weird things too. So today's episode is let doing it badly light your fire. That's what I decided to call it. Because I was thinking about when someone is struggling in their business. And this isn't even, like, limited to when you're just getting started. This actually can continue to follow you for, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's just that you have this desire. So you may need this episode if you want to get things right. You want to do it really well. And maybe you write down, like, oh, what's slowing me down? And that's the thing that you hear coming out of your mind, coming out of your mouth. I want to do it well. I want to get it right. Or maybe you find yourself slow to take action. You're like, well, I want to build this new funnel that has this low-priced offer at the front, but I just noticed that I'm not, or it's taking me forever. Or I want to start using webinars, but I'm just not. Or maybe you're learning a lot, right? You're actually pushing yourself to learn more faster because it seems like the solution. Like, how do I make sure I do it better? Well, there's some things I need to learn first. And so it's like the delay of action is still there, but what instead is kind of front and center, rather than doing that thing, it's learning. And so the solution to this is to be willing to do it badly at first. And I know that saying that out loud, sometimes we're like on board with it. We're like, oh yeah, like, it's going to be hard and I can do hard things. Or, right, when we think about a goal and we're like, well, I know there's going to be obstacles, otherwise I would already have it. So you're like, yeah, I'm ready to go through the obstacles. But there is a version of you, right? There's the version of you who can say that and be on board with it. And then there's the other version of you who's actually doing it, that is stuck in that moment when those old habits come up where you're like, ooh, I'm watching myself in this habit. And in those moments, this is the thought I want to I want you to practice. This is the thought I want you to brainwash yourself with. And it's that I'm willing to do it badly at first. And I want you to think about that thought right now, applying it to your business. What would go so much quicker? What would get done faster? What would you finally be able to move on from if you were just willing to do it badly at first? What would change in your head, in your body, in your business? Would I notice when I think that, when I allow for that, what changes is I realize that I was like tightening myself up, right? So when I'm willing to do it badly, it's just like this relaxing in my body. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize we didn't have to like grip so hard. And so just want you to let your mind, like what right now in my business do I need to be willing to let it be bad at first? And I bet your mind is going to jump to something very specific. And I want you to like jot that down, pause this, pull up your notes in your phone, write the answer down, maybe write down that thought. I'm willing to be bad at this at first. Because there are so many places that this is going to come up in your business. It's going to come up when you are in the early stages of your business and you're trying to figure out how to communicate what you do. Because perfectionism, right, that desire to do it well, to do it right, to do it excellently the first time, that is going to say that you need to know what to say to people so that they're actually interested. And so it sparks conversation. And so, right, what happens is when you stay in that loop of like, oh, I got to figure this out. I don't know how to talk about what I do. I don't know how to explain it to people. You don't actually go talk to people, right? You hold yourself back. You like spend a lot of brain space trying to figure out the answer to that. When if we pulled back and we gave you perspective, it's like that is such a small detail to just going out there and meeting people and telling them, right? Because here's how it could sound. I'm a life coach, or I'm a relationship coach, or I am a health coach. It doesn't matter what kind of coach you are, right? Like, you could just say I'm a coach, but sometimes people mistake that when they're like a basketball coach. So, you know, I think one little extra detail might be helpful. So it's like, I'm a life coach. And then here's where the permission comes to do it badly at first. After you tell them you're a life coach, just fill in the next part with some detail that you are loving about your work. So that might sound like, you, and this is only if you're in person, obviously, I'm a life coach. I get to help people imagine the future that they want and then use today, this week, this month to actually create it. And notice the only reason I would pull those words and I would use those exact words would be because that's what I would be thinking in my own head about why I love what I do. So when you think about why do you love what you do, the answer is going to be different at every single moment. That might be one of them. But this morning, I was actually, when I was doing my mindset work, one of the thoughts that I have, I was feeling this possibility of my goal. And I had this thought, and it was, most people will never experience the emotion of possibility. And I just kind of like, as I was feeling the possibility, I was rolling that around and I thought, that is such an amazing part of what I get to do with humans, is that I get to help them expand their portfolio of emotions that they feel, which changes them, right? Like, people come to me and they never feel possibility. And then I teach them these like daily practices where now suddenly they are holding this possibility. They're feeling it. They're like rolling it around. And when their brain is accessing that possibility, now suddenly their mind is running off to explore, ooh, like what else is possible? Ooh, I see how that could be possible. Like, ooh. And it changes you as a human. Like, imagine, right? Because then I might say, you know what? I'm a life coach. I help people feel possibility. I help them see possibility for their life. Because they're not going to like, right? I might experience and love the emotion of it, but they don't actually understand that. So we have to say it in words that other people understand. But it's like I help them access what's possible for themselves. I help them feel those emotions in their body. I help them to go after it in a way that they wouldn't have if they'd never considered it. Right? So perfectionism is going to have you thinking that there's one way to do it and that you need to figure out what that one way is. Whereas when you are willing to do it badly at first, notice what changes. Now, suddenly, there is nothing holding you back. It lights that fire, that energy. Okay, what if I'm just going to do it badly at first? I actually remember this with consults. I remember having a thought like this, like, because I would do the consult, and then maybe my thought afterwards was like, oof, that did not go well. And I mean, people, it turns out if you have that thought after a consult, that actually has nothing to do with whether someone else, whether that person hires you or not, because they had their own experience of it. And so what I learned to think around consults was, ooh, you know what? I'm willing to do it badly because after every consult, I'm going to learn what happened. I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to realize little details like, oh, you know what? I had a list of questions and things that I, like how I was going to run the call, but I didn't run the call that way. And because I know that I'm going to stop and figure it out, I'm like, why? Why didn't I do that? That's strange. And the answer is often something very simple, like, you know what? I didn't have a plan for what happens between saying hi and starting that process. And so, right, when you look back and you're learning and you're like, and so what my brain did instead was it just ran off and improvised the whole call. And it's like, oh, you know what? It was just because I didn't have a plan for this little gap of time, that transition from hi to getting started. And so it's that willingness to say, you know what? I'm willing to do it badly because I know I'm going to explore what happened. I'm going to get better next time. And here's the like real kicker. Because there are so many people all around me that are ready and going to be ready to do this work, right? When you do a consult poorly and you look back and you're like, oof, yeah, I see exactly how I like didn't do so great on that. That can like feel really awful, but it will feel worse if you think that was the only person who was ever gonna be interested versus that's just one of many people. This will be so fun to practice again. Like now I get to go out and do the other things that created this so that I get to do it again, right? It's that willingness to be bad because even in being bad, you are going to learn. You're not being bad forever. You're just gonna, like you're willing to be bad at first. And this willingness to be bad is a thought, right? I'm willing to do it badly. I'm willing to be bad at this. I'm willing to get better and better. I'm willing to imagine that this will be easy for me in the future and it's not going to require so much brain space, but it's also a feeling state. When I think about how you're going to feel when you think and that, it's like there is this willingness and the emotion of willingness is it's very open, it's soft, it's flowy, right? So willing paired with this thought is going to make it so much easier for you to keep putting stuff out there, to not question, because the slowest, most painful way to try and build your business or like do that next thing you want to do is to try and get it right. I think about this with content. It's easy to be like, well, I'm not going to put anything out there because, right, and then you're going to have a very typical line of thinking. Like, I'm not really sure what to say. I'm not sure how to write something that's compelling and interesting. I don't know how to talk about what I do yet. I'm not sure what my offer is. Instead of, here's what I love to talk about. I'm going to go talk about this. And underneath that right there is that belief. I'm willing to do it badly. I'm willing to just go talk about what I know to talk about. I'm willing to, because I think, I don't know that I made a ton of offers in my first year. I'm sure I did. But not being intentional about making offers, what that actually taught me was that you don't have to make an offer in order for people to read and experience your content, your way of thinking, and think to themselves, I want to work with this person. So if you've been thinking, well, the reason nobody's hiring me is because I'm not making an offer. Well, it's like, or it's because you were trying so hard to do it perfectly and you weren't willing to just go talk about what you like to talk about. You weren't willing to be bad at first in order to get into this like flow state, this energy of like, no, content just flows out of me. And then, right, because once you get the content flowing out of you, once you're willing to just get it in there, then from that state of momentum and of doing it, you can come in and say, okay, is my content interesting? Is it attention grabbing? Is it compelling? Is it is it specific, right? Because sometimes when we edit our content, the answer is like, crap, I just talked about 5 different things in one post. You're like, well, I could see why maybe that wasn't as helpful as if I only talked about one thing, right? So it's like, once you're in the momentum of doing it, it's so much easier to then come back in and edit yourself, to read a book on how to write great copy and come in and start studying it. Because now what you have is you have this flow, this energy of creation paired with, yeah, I'm just getting it better and better. I'm learning how to make this more effective. Like, I mean, you know, what I know is working is that I love talking about this stuff. I know who I'm talking to. Working with me is so valuable. I love coaching. Because underneath all that is, it's just this willingness. I'm going to go out there and talk about what I know. I'm going to let people get on a call with me. I'm going to be scared that I'm going to do it badly. I'm going to feel bad about doing it badly. And I'm willing to do it badly at first. Because what comes next, I'm here for it. So that's this episode, right? Let doing it badly light your fire. Relax into it. It's such an interesting thought because you would think that thinking the thought, like I'm willing to do it badly, would somehow create some subpar production. But really what it's going to create is you actually going out there and you talking about the stuff you love and you being messy sometimes, but also you learning what you don't want to do again. You learning what worked, what you really, like what was effective. And then you're going to build this sense of self that is so solid that you can just keep doing things and that it's not a problem for who you are. It's not an indication that you're not good enough or you'll never figure it out. It's like eventually your sense of self is so solid that you're like, yeah, that just didn't work. Okay, what are we going to figure out next? And then you'll do more and it will actually give you the results you want. Okay, that's it for this week. Have a good week. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.